Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this third Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, as follows. For we know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, Lord, take my hand and lead me upon life's way. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again not to be discouraged or to give up when we are faced with allergies, illness, injuries, accidents, and a host of other health problems, but to place all of our faith and trust in Jesus as he helps us cope with our pain and sufferings, trials and tribulations in life every step of the way. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, with special attention to the following verses. We know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, are you discouraged? Are you ready to give up? And have you lost your confidence and zest for living? Whatever it is, I'm certain we are always tempted to get discouraged and to give up, to lose our confidence and our zest for living. As a matter of fact, my mother was always discouraged and ready to give up. Every time she was faced with adversity and disappointments, pain and suffering. This was especially true after my father died. Every time she woke up in the morning, she realized that she was still alive. And every time I went to visit her in her home in Simi Valley, California, she told me with tears in her eyes that she was ready to die and wanted to die. And why? Because she lost her independence. She could not drive anymore. She was no longer in control as we were making all the decisions for her, taking care of her, giving her the medication, taking her to all the appointments with her doctors. Not only that, but as her earthly tent, her body was slowly getting weaker and feeble and being destroyed. My mother did not like the feeling and the thought that her body was letting her down and making her helpless and without hope of getting any better. But at the same time, even though she was depressed, discouraged, and had tears in her eyes and was ready to die, she truly wanted to be at home with the Lord. She wanted to be clothed with her heavenly dwelling. She wanted to be in the kingdom of heaven. No more pain, suffering, or tears in her eyes every time she woke up in the morning. And one day it happened, and her wish came true, as the good Lord took her home early on a Sunday morning on May 29th of 2011. She was finally home with my father and with Jesus. We certainly can understand her frustration and desire to end the agony of her pain and defeat the suffering, because that is precisely what is happening to many of us as we are getting older. Unfortunately, whether we like it or not, as we grow older, our bodies also begin to give up. We are weakened by allergies, illness, injuries, accidents, and a host of other health problems. And if we're honest with ourselves this morning, we also have the tendency of complaining about our pain and sufferings as we groan, being burdened. The words of St. Paul in our text for today: "For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened." Yes, because of sin, we also allow ourselves to get discouraged and wanting to give up, especially as we also face adversity and disappointments, as well as pain and suffering. Satan, our adversary, wants to bring us down and wants us to live by sight and not by faith. Satan wants us to throw in the towel, to give up the fight for living. Satan whispers in our ear to quit fighting because we will never win the battle and that we are a total failure. And yet we should not get discouraged and give up so easily, but to walk always by faith and not by sight, until the Lord also calls us home to our heavenly dwelling. We should be filled with good courage and look forward with confidence to what is awaiting us at the end of the tunnel, the gift of eternal life, and make the best of it as we spend more time with our family, our children and grandchildren, and as we also enjoy our friends and neighbors, including our fellow members here at our church at Shepherd in the Pines. As a matter of fact, we should always trust in Jesus and know that He will be with us every step of the way as we face adversity and disappointments, pain and sufferings. And as we are also encouraged to please Jesus in everything we say, think, or do, because when we please Jesus, we have reason to live, and we want to make it our goal, as St. Paul writes in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. St. Paul also writes in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Furthermore, St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verses 7 and 8, For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. In other words, let us make it our aim and goal in life to please Him, to honor Him, and to glorify Him, even in the midst of our aches and pains and our trials and tribulations in life. The words of St. Paul in our text for today, so whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. Because a day will come when we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, not only as our Savior, but also as our judge. St. Paul emphasizes that in the last part of our text. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Yes, on the last day, we have a court date set with Jesus as He will make an assessment of our lives and pass judgment on the way we lived. There will be no plea bargaining and no questions will be asked of us about what we have done or not done, for He knows everything about us. He knows our actions, our motives, and thoughts. And His judgment will be just and fair. Each one of us individually and personally will be judged by what we have done in our present bodies, the tent which is our earthly home. We will be judged by what we have done, whether it was good or bad, not for our salvation, but as an account of our actions as believers and followers of Christ. The words of Jesus Himself in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25, beginning verse 34, as He will say to those on His right, Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, a stranger, needing clothes, sick or in prison? And Jesus will reply to them, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these my brothers of mine, you did for me. However, the same cannot be said of those on the left, as Jesus will say to them, Depart from me, you who are cursed into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. In other words, at the end of the day, even though we are going to give an account of our actions, we are certainly not going to be saved by our good works. What we have done or not done, whether good or evil, but by our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we discouraged? Are we ready to give up? And have we lost our confidence and zest for living? I hope not. I hope and pray that we do not get discouraged and give up so easily, but continue to place all our trust and faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, even in the midst of our groaning and complaining about our earthly tent. At the end of the day, God promises to sustain us and to uphold us as we look forward to our heavenly dwelling, that we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The words of Jesus himself in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10, Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. And if we have fallen short of the glory of God and not always placed all our faith and trust in his promises, God the Father forgives us again through his only Son, Jesus Christ. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we do not get discouraged or give up, but entrust ourselves completely into his hands, as we look forward to our inheritance, the gift of eternal life, through our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. For we walk by faith, not by sight. May our prayer today be the words of the next two hymns. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. And I need thee, O I need thee, every hour I need thee. O bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, not to be discouraged or to give up when we are faced with allergies, illness, injuries, accidents, and a host of other health problems, but to place all our faith and trust in Jesus as he helps us cope with our pain and sufferings, trials and tribulations in life, every step of the way. Amen. We now sing the next two hymns. Precious Lord, take my hand, and I need thee every hour. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this third Sunday after Pentecost, we now conclude with a closing hymn, God Will Take Care of You. Amen.